Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Hey, welcome to Balls Deep. It's your boy Rod, and of course, also have my co-host who's always here, or else we wouldn't do a show. It's my man Justin. What's up, dog?
What's up, man?
You looking super trim.
I appreciate that.
No doubt, man. We also have another guest in here for the third week in a row, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Some type of record. For her?
It is.
It's Karen from Loose, Mac, and Good in the Blackout Tips podcast.
How y'all doing out there? I already knew JJ Ice, but now
Ice JJ Fish. God damn it.
Don't disrespect that man.
Go ahead.
You know, because I said who, and you told me to do it. I was like, oh, I know who he was. He sounds like a chicken restaurant or a fish restaurant somebody would have in the hood.
Now, see, now you just being rude, Karen. That's not even called for. This man is putting quality money into a quality product, and you just gonna disrespect him like that. See, now you're getting like Will. You come on the show more than two times.
Mm-hmm.
You got your feet up. You feeling comfortable? You know what I mean? Now you gonna have Eminem color request and all type of stuff.
I mean, because what kind of only a true G can make a song like This Christmas and remix it like Ice JJ Fish.
It's Christmas.
Cause he need a song for the Christmas people. Happy holidays. Happy Easter.
No, right, you moving like you ain't watched the video. You got to do the dance.
I can't move like that. I'll be hurting. Somebody asked, you got any gospel songs, Roger?
I mean, Christmas is kind of gospel, right?
Hey, that's true. I think my pain point is woman's worth.
I think the whole chat room trying to get me to stop, but I can't.
No.
I'm in the Ice JJ Fish zone, dog.
Man, Ice JJ Fish is that motherfucking dude.
Controlling me, thinking about you. His best shit is actually, just hold on, we're going home, though. Like, on some real shit, dog.
Oh, you like that? I like This Woman's Work.
This Woman's Work? Hold on, I'll play it.
Honey, because he be singing harder than that one.
First of all, here's Hold On, We're Going Home. This is why y'all should be in the chat. We do this before every show. We just typically cut this shit.
Yes, we do.
I got my eyes on you. Don't play around during the song, Justin, because they really could. It could be him.
You know, ironically, though, I do kind of sound like him when I was doing my Lala voice.
You like a couple good chromosomes off. Like, if you would have just had a different sperm, you know what I mean? Like, if your mom would have been drinking or something, like, you could have been Ice JJ Fish, man. It's just, it worked out for you in a good way, man.
It worked out for him too, man.
And he made it work for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would have never thought of this because you didn't need this. But he was like, I need this. I'm going to get these bitches.
It's sink or swim. Endlessly, I can't get over you. You left your mic on me. I want your high-luck emotion. Endlessly, because you're a good girl, you know it. But you act so different from me. Cause you're a good girl. He don't be bothering to learn the right words, man. Mm-hmm.
You act so different from me as you act so different around me.
Mm-mm.
Oh yeah, Drunk in Love remix.
Yeah, that Drunk in Love one too.
You don't care about no lyrics.
Does it have his first acapella on that track list?
No, and I'm
about to.
I wish I could find it.
I'm about to put it up. I've been dreaming. I'm about to put it in now. My body getting close to you, girl. I've been thinking. All the things that I wanna do to you, I want you. Nah, nah. I put it in there. I know I didn't put it in there right, but. the link will take you to the video.
Girl, you recognize your body's right. Feel like an animal when you can't bear a view.
Oh, shit. I closed the chat. Hold on.
It's getting ready, 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 baby. I want you. Na-na. Can't keep my eyes off that, better, baby. I want you. Na-na. Stuck in love. I want you. We woke up in the bed looking at each other. I had this shit happen.
No, oh, baby. Baby.
We all night. It don't matter what the words is. It don't matter to JJ, dog.
Uh oh, shit, he got carrot popping to it now. He got carrot popping to it.
I pick at him, but I like the songs I pick at him, though. He can't sing.
No, that's all it takes is one pop.
No, that's all it takes is one pop.
Ice JJ Fish be like, fuck his words, man.
Like, this day song, then I gotta pay them royalties.
This is my jam right here.
It's been an hour, dog. We've been stuck in the JJ vortex for a fucking hour. I can't stop. Yes!
Oh, I love this song. This song is amazing.
This is how everybody sounds in the car singing this song.
Yes.
Man, I guarantee you, at a concert, women will be throwing their panties at this dude.
Hell yeah.
Right now, right then, off of that verse.
With no shirt on, them same jeans. Doing that dance.
Oh, somebody go memorize that dance.
He don't need backup dances or nothing.
Sound like D'Angelo.
Just one spotlight.
Oh, he holding that note. Did you see him hold
it? Yeah,
he
got it.
Did you see him hold that note?
He getting it.
I say a lot of strength, though. She on steroids?
Sang.
Get it, JJ. All right, let me play. Oh, hold on, I can't stop.
It's only 2 minutes long. He not. He not gonna do the whole song.
Oh, his songs are short.
Nigga, when I first heard Ross of them all, I thought that was the best he could get. I was so wrong. Him singing the hits, he need to go back and sing all the hits, y'all. I'll listen to it.
Me too.
Here's his acapella that Justin sent through the chat. His first acapella, is that what this is all?
Yeah.
Going on, everybody. I just wanted to take advantage of this little space I have right here because it's about to get filled.
It's a pretty nice area he in. No furniture, but.
Furniture coming, feels me. So, I'm just going ahead and sing this song acapella, you know what I'm saying? The little song. I'm acapella right now, you know what I'm saying?
Make the volume a little louder.
I can't. Hold on. What song is he singing?
The studio holding him back, dog.
Yeah, see this.
He sounds so good live.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not this one. Not for me, but them hits he was remixing. I'm down with that shit.
He sounds so good live.
All right, man. Well, this is a Balls Deep Sports, as you can tell. Let's play the song.
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dave.
I'm talking about balls deep. Make up a China, salivate. News, are you listening? Now talking just a tippy. Thank you, Scotty Pippen. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Balls deep. Talking about balls deep. No. Talking about balls deep.
Boys talking about.
Talking about balls deep in love. Welcome to another episode of Balls Deep. The NBA playoffs is gonna start real soon.
Yes, man.
My favorite.
Okay, wait.
Nigga, I'm gonna be so tired.
All day, every day, nothing but good basketball. In the West. I can't speak on the East. Hopefully they alternate the Miami Heat games and the Indianapolis.
I thought we'd talk about Pacers games. Some of these matchups in the way that only I can talk about them and with Justin and Karen. Let's go through the matchups. San Antonio Spurs playing Dallas. San Antonio is number one in the West.
San Antonio been quietly beating people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they old and people tired and just go like they play like old men. People don't pay them no attention. But they've been out there whooping ass.
Well, on the low, they not old. That's what's been funny about the San Antonio Spurs. Playing. They haven't been old for like 4 years.
Yeah, they got one old guy.
Right. They got one old guy.
They got
two.
They got Ginobili's receding hairline and Tim Duncan, who they only play about 20 minutes a game. And people keep being like, well, these old ass men, man, them young dudes come to town and whoop your ass. And Tim Duncan be getting like 18 points, but it be all on like, oh, thanks, young fella. I'll scoop this in for you.
It'd be like three.
And I think that's it because you see Tim Duncan, he was like, well, the whole team old because he old, but that's not true though.
And Pop old.
Yeah, that's the other Pop thing, old. Too.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, y'all ain't changed nothing. It's like, yeah, we done changed a lot of pieces.
And plus, Papa do shit like sit his starters for a day for no reason and, you know, sit Tim Duncan because of old. And shit like that.
That's
so it's like people underestimate them, but I still don't think that they're going to win it. I know they were a 3-point basket from Ray Allen with them winning last year, but I don't know, man. To me, they feel a lot like the Patriots where I expect them to contend for it, but I just expect something to go wrong and them not to win it, not to be the best team, when it comes down to it. But I mean, shit, they number one again, man. Like,
you know, what I saw when I saw this was that they had all three Texas teams right there playing each other the first two rounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. You know what's funny, too, is Dallas really fell off. And I know they're the AFC, but I didn't expect a Dallas that still had Dirk Nowitzki, you know, able to put up points like this would just be bad, man. I think not enough has been looked at it how – Mark Cuban really sold out everything for that one championship
and fucked up
the team for the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the odds of them being a contender.
Yeah, he dismantled the team. He sold off key pieces, traded key pieces, and just expected them to go back again. But it don't work like that.
Well, he did it with old people, and he didn't have a choice. You know, like you can't trot Jason Kidd, Jason Terry back out there like that. You know, they still got Vince Carter and Sean Marion on this team. Like,
yeah, he didn't want to pay Chandler, mm-hmm. who was a big key piece. But the other thing is, he tried to get Dwight.
Yep.
That was the other thing. He started trying to make that cap room for Dwight.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to hurt that he's still in Texas.
Him wanting Lakers after dissing Lakers is the funniest shit to me. Cause he'll shit on players while they on the Lakers, and then as soon as they become available, he like, so Paul Gasol, try and get traded here.
Mm-hmm. Lamar Odom.
Yeah. I thought you ain't like these dudes. I thought they was all a piece of shit.
They are, as long as they got the Lakers logo.
Houston is playing Portland. It's the 4 and 5 matchup, man. It's funny because to me, this has been a disappointing season for Houston. And I know that maybe Houston might feel that differently as a franchise, but, I thought with Dwight Howard there, they should have been able to move into the second best team, third best minimum in the West.
Yeah, between them and the Clippers, you think it would be interchangeable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, like, it doesn't feel that way. They feel like fourth by, like, the distance between, to me, the Clippers to the Houston Rockets in Portland actually is a big drop off. You know, like, and I like Portland a lot, but they just fell off at the end of the year because, you know, injuries. And I think LaMarcus Aldridge got hurt, people realized how important he was.
Yep.
I mean, we've been talking about him all year, but still, like, I think other people realize, like, oh, these niggas not Damian Lillard can't just shoot you a bunch of threes till you win the game. Mm-hmm. Like that shit seems cool when you got a big man in there that can hit from pretty much anywhere on the court.
Yep.
But once you just relying on this nigga to shoot all the J's, it's not gonna work.
Yeah, you can at that point you can run people at him and his jumper is ineffective at that point.
Right.
But I still think Houston gonna lose to Portland.
Me too.
And it's mainly because I don't like Dwight Howard. I don't ever want to see him successful.
Well, I will say this though: the only reason that Houston could beat them is if Dwight can bother LaMarcus at all. If he can't, then they're going to lose. Because, you know, Dwight is, you know, a leading shot blocker, supposed to be a defensive player and all this shit. I just can't picture him getting out there on LaMarcus and shutting him down, because LaMarcus will take your ass outside that paint and J you the fuck up.
He got a turnaround kind of one leg fadeaway like Dirk. He keep the ball up high.
Yep.
But the other reason I don't want Dwight to do well, and I don't think he will do well, is because he's a simp.
Well, obviously, you know.
And that's going to always hold him back in life. Mm-hmm. And then you got him, and then I don't like James Harden either.
Plus, you got to figure.
Because he's dirty. He's a dirty player.
Plus, you got to figure for each.
Him and a damn beard.
You got to figure for each round of the playoffs they go, Dwight's just thinking about how much more money he got to get a child support.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So he, you know, he might not really feel, he might ready be ready for vacation already.
Royce got a handout.
Yeah, Royce, and so he got other baby mamas.
Yeah, he got a few baby mamas.
Yeah. Yeah, so it might be a few of them out there. Like,
you don't believe in condoms?
Well, that's, he believes in Jesus, Karen. And yeah. That's
all. And his Lord doesn't believe in not having children.
Mm-hmm. I saw a video, an 11-minute video of James Harden. And how he doesn't play defense. Nigga, 11 minutes. I mean, it was bad.
Clip.
He will kick his leg out, though, and try to trip you.
Yeah, he will complain about getting a foul that never happened. The Clippers play the Warriors. This is the game. This is why I'm going to be tired.
Yeah, because those games start at midnight our time.
All these games starting at 10:30. All of them starting at 10:30, and I got to watch them all because every game they had during the regular season was good, and they don't like each other.
Yep.
A lot of people don't know they don't like each other. Klay Thompson called out Blake Griffin this week. He said he's a good guy off the court. By the way, this is such, no offense, Justin.
I knew he was about to go to
him. Come on, man. It's such a light skinned way to call him out. Like, I thought he was just been like, man, that nigga's whack or something, but he was like, he's a good guy off the court. He's probably just, plays pretty physical and flops a bit. That's what he said.
I like that answer. I like that response.
He flares his arms around so you know you might catch a random elbow or something that doesn't, you know, rub off too well on guys. No disrespect. He's kind of like a bull in a china shop, kind of out of control sometimes. And then you just see him flop sometimes. Like, how can a guy that big and strong flop so much? I can see how that gets under people's skin and frustrating to play against. So.
That could be the reason why, you know, because we couldn't figure it out either, why people consistently, take cheap shots at Blake.
Yeah, that might be what he's saying, man. But
that's also a warning. That sounds like a warning, too. Like,
I can't picture the Warriors beating up Blake Griffin. Like that, at least not with the people that are the stars. But I can picture the Goons doing it.
Yeah, and but you know they got an injury recently. Oh man, who was that big man
Bogut,
that
got hurt? Bogut got hurt,
and that's gonna affect them.
Yeah, that's why they like. I would have picked them to beat the Clippers because you know I really like the Warriors and I just like rooting for them. But I can't do it, man. Not without Bogut.
I'm gonna root for them anyway, just because they still got our hometown guy.
I'll definitely be rooting for
on their team,
but I wouldn't like. I wouldn't call this. I wouldn't say they're gonna upset them just because. I think Bogut mattered, you know, because DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin are going to be in that paint.
Yep. No, Bogut definitely mattered.
Yeah. Oklahoma City is playing Memphis. Here's what's funny to me. I know it won't happen because Oklahoma City let OJ Mayo go and what was they fucking point guard they let go? Whatever that nigga's name was. Memphis let too much go.
That was 2 years ago.
I know. And but I think that's why they remember 2 years ago they were on the up, they were coming up like they was progressing every year, getting better, and then they got to a point where they was like, nah, we're not gonna pay OJ. We think we can swing Tony Allen's awkward, goofy ass out here, and that might work. And I think they should be able to give Oklahoma City like a game, like a you know a series.
Oh, it's going to be a good series. They play physical.
But now I'm not so sure because, like, at the end of the day, I still feel like they're just going to, like, they're going to need buckets in the fourth, and they're not going to get them the way that they should, and then they're going to be trading a lot of twos for threes.
See, the thing is, Perkins going to get a lot of run this series, and that's going to affect their offense on OKC.
So you really think they're going to put Perkins on the court?
Yeah, they...
Cause I thought they learned from that shit last, like 2 years ago, that he was just holding them back. Like, no. It don't matter what the matchup is. The matchup does not dictate what they should be doing. Cause like that shit where they had like, Ibaka kind of running the five, hitting them J's and shit, still blocking out them shots. That shit was fucking people up.
Right. You and I would make adjustments like that. Like, right. Like they not going to dictate what we do. They're going to have to change and adjust to what we do. But yeah. Their coach doesn't view it that way. And you've seen that. Well, he was hurt for a lot of the season. But since he's been back, he's been getting run in games. I'd be like, why is he out there? Like, he's about to cost y'all a win. Even the other day, he tried some reverse dunk that was like an air ball.
Yeah.
Like, he getting run when he shouldn't. He's going to cost him.
I could see this series easily going 6-7 games. But I could also see this being just a 4-0 sweep. Memphis just never gets it up. You know what I mean? Like, they never are able to really put up a contest with these dudes and get ran out the gym. Because Memphis is so sometimey.
And their Gasol plays great, though.
He does.
Yeah.
I'm not going to forget about their Gasol. So,
yeah.
But it's hard to discount what Kevin Durant and Westbrook, and especially Westbrook.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good series,
and
man.
Durant had what I think is the MVP season this year. So, to me, this is where you prove your MVP by coming out probably averaging like 30, 35, putting each game away in the fourth and, like, making us all be like, why do we think Memphis could even hang with them? Like,
true.
If he's MVP level, by this time next week, we should be like, yeah, that's a wrap.
But here's the thing. If they lose first round, does he still get MVP?
He will. Because, you know, didn't Derrick Rose do that? But someone did that recently where they were out of the playoffs, and then they got the MVP award. It was like, ooh, ouch.
But, you know, they base it a lot of times. Because you don't get that season MVP. It'd be like the second, third round. You'd be like, they just now handing out this award.
Yeah.
I
feel like someone got that recently. It was Dirk. That's what they said. Okay. Yeah, someone got that recently where it was like, here's your MVP, nigga. take it home with you, I guess. Indiana's playing Atlanta. Sweep. I don't care how Indiana looked at the end of the season.
They're going to lose.
I know when teams are just, like, fucking up and it's their fault, and when teams are fucking up and you can beat them with a sorry team. Indiana is not at the level, in my opinion, where they would lose to a sorry team. Like, they're at that level where they're not taking it serious. You know, it's like when you fighting with your boys, y'all go out to the park and the beef carries over to the court and y'all lose because y'all beefing, but you know, like when you play against a good team or a team where the game counts, you like, okay, let's play serious. Let's play for real.
Yep.
Feel like that's all that's going to happen. Damon, you need to box out. Justin, you know, getting that paint. Rod, stop shooting out them threes. Ray, why don't you play some defense? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, they're going to fuss at each other and then they're going to get on the court and start winning. That's my guess, because Atlanta sucks.
They are terrible. But when they face Chicago, Chicago deceptively good, man.
Mm-hmm. Boring to watch, but yes.
If they play Chicago.
I could see them beating Washington.
You don't think Washington has no chance against Chicago?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I will see, man.
I mean, it is Washington. Like, what?
It's Washington. I mean, Washington does give me a very happy to be here vibe. Like, this was good enough for us. We'll see y'all next year if we get lucky. But at the same time, man, like, some of them boys been on that team for a while, and they like, man, we not trying to go out like this. You know what I mean? Man. Like, we want to make some noise while we here.
Man, I guarantee you John Paul Wall mm-hmm. is on club posters right now for after game parties.
Okay.
For home and away games, for them Chicago games too. Okay. I guarantee you.
That makes sense.
I guarantee you, John Paul Wall is not thinking about, he ain't used to this right now. This is first time here. It's like a kid first time at a candy store. They not gonna ever get any candy because they're gonna be too busy running around. Mm. Look at this candy, look at this candy, look at this candy. And you be like, fuck it, let's go. We leaving. You ain't getting nothing now.
Okay.
You took too long.
Yeah. I think the save money is Chicago. Brooklyn over Toronto or Toronto over Brooklyn?
Damn it, man. That old man game is so real. But them Paul Pierce crossovers lately.
I think you mean defense.
No, him getting crossed. That's what I mean.
Crossed over.
Yeah, him getting his ankles.
Them Paul Pierce crossed overs.
Restructured.
Crossed over.
Yeah, it's a D in there. Them Paul Pierce crossed overs. That nigga's been getting hot cross buns, dog.
Man,
every week. It's like Vine got a Paul Pierce page of him getting crossed over.
Oh.
Cause you can count on it.
Man, that's what I'm saying. Like this. That old man game real though, but.
Here's the thing. People keep talking about this matchup. None of you niggas watch Toronto. You don't even know how good they are. They're top five in defense and offense.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
They are going, look, if they lose to Brooklyn, it's simply old man tricks and tactics.
And that's all I'm saying. Yeah. That old man game. And cause we've won several games just from being old.
Yeah.
Like we're going to do what we need to do. We're going to pull it out with a 1-point victory, and we're going to be good.
But if Toronto loses it, they got to fire their coach.
Man, DeRozan can't wait to dunk it on Garnett.
They are going – listen, I'm going to tell you when I figured out these niggas was good, man. I was playing NBA 2K online, and I was like, let me get the Bobcats or something like that, or the Warriors. And this other person was like, let me get Toronto. And I seen Toronto was ranked higher than the Bobcats, so I was like – all right, let me switch to the Warriors, somebody to make it fair. And they kept Toronto. I was like, why would you keep them? And then we started playing, and this nigga threw like 17 alley-oops on me in the first quarter. And I started looking at their stats. I was like, these niggas are young and dunk.
Yep.
Like, that's they are going to be, hell, and they can shoot threes. Like, they good,
they not going to get tired.
Right.
But that's the thing.
It's going to come down to old man tactics versus a better team, and that's all Brooklyn has. Because once it's like when the young teams at the YMCA sometimes when they just turn on that extra thing. Like if I run fast enough, Damon ain't gonna come down here and block this. Mm-hmm. Like if I just instead of trying to cross over and talk shit, if I just go to the left as hard as I can, I'll probably get this
layup.
before he can foul me. Like, that's what Toronto has to realize, and we'll see if they got it.
But we know Garnett is going to push them young boys' buttons.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to try.
He's going to do it.
Because the thing is, like, they don't have the Euros on the team for him to scare. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they got...
Yeah, that's who he yells at.
Yeah, I think they might have... Do they still got Calderon? I can't even remember if they got Calderon. They might actually just have, like, Conley or some shit. But yeah, like you need like for his powers to work, you need at least one scared ass white dude. that don't want it with him. And I think, and honestly, this is why I say it comes down to coaching. I think if I'm the coach, I'm like, hey, man, first one of y'all to punch him in his mouth, we will pay the fine.
But they got, Brooklyn got so much old man tactics, they coach got old man tactics. I can't wait to see what he does trying to get a timeout like he did at the beginning of the season. It's going to be a playoff game. He's going to try to do something crazy. The NBA going to look at that like, you tried this, Jason, for real? Take this fine.
I think he learned a lot from that fine he took earlier.
I just hope if Deron Williams get a lot of play time, though, they not going to win. He going to have to limit Deron Williams' play time.
Yeah, you saw they had him coming off the bench for a while. They just couldn't figure out what to do. I think the other thing is, you know, for me personally, I feel like teams that were a clusterfuck are a lot closer to being back to a clusterfuck than they are to being fixed, and Brooklyn Nets are that. Like, they're a lot closer to being right back to, you know, that same team that Joe Johnson wasn't getting the shots in late in the fourth quarter. Kevin Garnett was getting rested because his knees was messed up. Paul Pierce getting crossed over. They lost their big man, Brooke Lopez. Like, they, you know, I could see, you know, them being worn down, especially by the second team.
Yeah.
When Tyler Hansbrough and Chuck Hayes in there being goons. Like, I could definitely see that shit fucking with them, man.
This going to be a tough matchup, man. I'm just going to go at Brooklyn simply because they the old man squad. Like, there's no other reason. Like, if I'm wrong, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Nigga, Terrence Ross and DeMar DeRozan going to be dunking on these niggas.
Yeah, they going to get a million dunks. Paul Pierce going to go out for a quarter with
carried
out the court.
Have you seen Amir Johnson yet?
Yeah.
He's just a big, goofy dunk machine, dog. Yeah,
that's all they do.
All these niggas do is dunk. I can't wait to watch this series,
too. They watched that Florida team in the NCAA tournament the other year. I was like, why are we doing this?
Don't do that.
Yeah. Why don't we just play defense and dunk on people?
Yeah.
Miami plays Charlotte. Sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's a sweep.
Sweet.
I was like, that's the matchup I did not want because I was like, damn it, we not even going to win a game.
I wanted to play Toronto.
Me
hoping
too.
Hoping that they would sleep on our defense because we got a pretty good defensive team.
We ain't beating him.
And I was like, maybe we can get that ball to Al Jefferson in that paint. And everybody's like, well, you can still do that against Miami. They weak in the paint. I feel y'all. But here's the problem with that shit. You gotta still check the people on Miami's team.
Yes, you do.
And that ain't gonna go well. Like, these niggas might rest Dwayne Wade this series and still sweep us. I could see it happening.
Me too.
Yeah, we had the sixth seed, dog. Mm-hmm. Last Friday, we were the sixth seed and they lost.
Dude.
All they had to do was win on Friday.
We needed that so bad. Like, at least we could have been hoping we could try some tactics with Toronto. Man, I got no hope now. I was like, LeBron might not play hard for two games. You know, like, LeBron might just come out and be like, I'm going to play hard the first two. Put up like, because don't forget, he put up like 40 or 50 on MKG earlier this season.
Yep.
Like, I can see him being like, I'm going to just come out, dismantle these niggas, hit all these 61. Threes.
Somebody
it was 61. Because I'm going to hit all these threes. I'm going to embarrass them. And then when we get to Miami, they just going to be like, oh, well, if we lose here, we can stay.
The other thing, man, Charlotte, it also shows how good Chicago really is to be the fourth seed if Charlotte couldn't be in that top six. You know what I mean? Charlotte could have easily been in that top six. Giving away games. I feel like we got a better overall team than Chicago, especially with them not having Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
And they're still the fourth seed. Like, this.
Well, you know, that's because, honestly, man, Joakim Noah slept on it. I don't mean it like he's MVP consideration or anything, but Joakim Noah is just that dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he can do everything on the court pretty much. And he's never going to be a star, but he's so good, he can just draw a bunch of pieces together. Don't forget, they lost Luol Deng, too.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, they only still five games better than us.
Right.
Right now. We should have. I'm disappointed, but happy for Charlotte.
It's funny, though, because I didn't expect Charlotte to be this good.
I did. I really did. And especially when we got Al. When we got Al Jefferson, I was
like I thought I thought Rich Cho was going to try to win now. You know, I thought that was obvious, but I didn't think Charlotte was going to make the playoffs. Thought we'd be making the right steps towards it. Mm-hmm. I still think some teams tanked to try to get Jabari Parker and all them cats coming out of school.
But Charlotte couldn't tank because, like, it's one of the things where we tanked for all these years, nothing happened, and we get ready to change the name and shit like that. And it's like, who gonna come to the games then, dog?
Mm-hmm.
I think the coach did the right thing, too. I thought he should have started Zeller, but he did the right thing by having him come off the bench.
I did, too, man, but I didn't realize we were trying to win now. You see what I'm saying? Like, before, I was like, why the fuck are we doing this? Put the young boy in. Let's just, you know, he could probably win Rookie of the Year if you let him get enough minutes. And then it was like, oh, well, actually, we're doing this because we think we can make the playoffs this year. We get in Detroit draft pick anyway. So we still get a high draft pick. Let's do it. And I can't argue with that, man. Rich Cho is a good, really good coach, man. And 43-39 is nothing to sneeze at for Charlotte, man.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're a few wins away from even being the third, fourth team mm-hmm. in the East.
So, I can't be mad, man. I can't be mad at all. I
just didn't want to fucking play Miami.
I just didn't want to play Miami, dog. Like, this reminds me of that year when we made the playoffs. And I thought, oh, you know, this Bobcats team, good defensive team. Got Steven Jackson, Gerald Wallace, Raymond Felton.
Yeah,
we
played the Magic.
Yeah, and then it was like, yeah, guys, for all your hard work, you guys get to play Orlando in round one. It's like, well, we ain't that good. And they just whooped our ass.
Yeah, I think me and Roger went to a game here.
Yeah, we went to a game, and it felt so pathetic because I'm such a fan of the NBA. I'm so versed at basketball, and I feel the ebb and flow of the game, like, on a deeper level. Nigga, I knew we were going to lose even when we were up.
Yeah.
Like, it was like the third quarter, we was up like 10. I was like, we going to lose. Shit. And it felt like I was just going through the motions because everybody would be like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, and they'd be like, 3-3, 3-3, 3-3, 3-3.
Jermaine Nelson was on fire that year.
Nigga, he put a clinic on. He the reason that Felton had to go to New York, really. Because he put a clinic on Raymond Felton that was really on some, like, you're not the answer. Also, DJ Augustine, you get some, too. You not the answer either, nigga.
Yep. That's also the reason that Rashard Lewis still in the league.
Yep.
Because of that year. Turkaloo got an extension. Turkaloo still in the league. He got an extension because of that. They were just on fire that year.
Yeah, they bust our ass, dog, but it was mostly Jameer. And then down the stretch, man, we would try to do Hacker Dwight, but it was like every other hack was an and-one dunk.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Howard can say whatever he want to say about Jameer. You know, he talked shit about that team. Jameer and the coach always had him in positions to get dunks on pretty much every other play.
I mean, it's the only way they would throw it to him is a dunk because he's such a terrible free throw shooter.
But that's my point. Like, they had a system set up to make him be successful.
Nobody else has ever been able to really do it.
Because when you look at him now, you be like, he only getting like 15, 16 points a game. He have a 20-point game. You be like, how you get that?
Roy Hibbert did that thing I was talking about where he said he told the locker room
said no homo again.
He told his teammates they need to step the fuck up. Which I said they gonna do. They gonna beat the shit out of the Hawks, man. Like, you know, somebody gotta do it, man. Like he said, some selfish dudes in here. I'm tired of talking about it. We've been talking about it for a month. So yeah, basically just said, hey niggas, pay attention.
You normally do listen to the biggest dude in the room, but I wonder if he put hands on somebody, like, while he was saying, like, did he grab somebody calling, like, we got to step up, like, say it with some passion, or was
I feel like whatever he did was dramatic, you know what I mean?
That overly dramatic, yeah. If like, he'd have been physical, believe you me, that'd have been breaking news.
He had Andrew Bynum standing beside him when he did it? They was in the locker room together?
I don't know, man, because, I mean, I wouldn't stand next to Andrew Bynum, at least not if I had a girl.
I'm just saying, if the two biggest dudes in the room giving a speech, do you pick Andrew Bynum to be the other dude standing beside you while you're giving a speech?
Not me, because rumors are that the Pacers players had sex with teammates' wife might be untrue. No, I'm just saying, common denominator between Cleveland and there's somebody's wife getting fucked scandal. and the Pacers, and there's somebody's wife getting fucked scandal, is Andrew Bynum. So I wouldn't stand next to him for nothing.
Maybe he out here singing to him.
I've been drinking.
That's how they been doing all them R&B clips of these dudes.
That's why he grew his hair out, man.
You can never say 100% certainty this didn't happen, but I've been told that 97% certainty this didn't happen. Short version of this story is a player that shall remain nameless, since I don't think this is true, slept with one of his teammates' wives. Once that happened, it started to fracture the entire locker room. It should be noted that this happened before in the world of sports more often than you think, but in this particular case, it is highly unlikely. That's right. It's that tall, y'all.
Who is that dude in that picture with no shirt on with a blue jean jacket? Is that a blue jean jacket?
Oh, you know who that is? Paul George. I mean, not no. Paul George. George Hill. Hey, these niggas look like an R&B group, don't they?
They do. People floating clips around there with like songs joking about how they look like R&B group. I was dying.
Yeah.
Never seen that picture before.
Somebody rocking, knocking our boots.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
For the non-trade.
Yeah.
You got a toboggan on, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you wouldn't be cold if you just butt your shirt up, maybe even wear an undershirt.
You come and get with me.
Is this after practice?
If you think you're lonely now.
Because everybody else looks like they're coming from practice.
Why these niggas all greased up, though?
What they doing in that locker room?
Yeah.
That's some shenanigans. No homo. Yeah. And no disrespect.
I had no idea these dudes got down like this, man.
That's why Paul George, that's why he can't concentrate, man.
Like, what is the ad campaign that this picture was for? Come see the Pacers. Ooh, yeah.
They'll make you sweat, girl.
Hey, girl. Like, they got the only TV ad that starts with, hey, girl. What you doing? It just start with a vague apology. Paul George just come out. I never meant to hurt you, girl. But I had time to think about it, and ever since we had our problems. Because, you know, the apology always be vague as shit in them 90s R&B songs.
Of course.
You know, I never should have let things get to where they were.
This is for an ad Paul George put out, Never Trust a Big Button to Smile.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is, you know, new edition.
You know, they all kneeled and pointed at the camera after this.
This is new edition.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Bobby Brown as Lance. Lance would be Bobby Brown.
Situation is critical. We're going to the playoffs right now.
Who would David West be? Which one? The new edition with David West be?
I don't know. Oh, man.
Yeah. He's one of them.
Paul George, never trust a big butt with a smile. That dude is poison.
Yes.
That's JJ Fish. But, yeah, it's funny, though, because, like, they did have some R&B problems.
got
a chick pregnant.
Got a chick pregnant? Where I been?
Paul George got a chick pregnant, a stripper. He also got catfished.
With the stripper.
Got catfished by a dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Send his dick pic. It's all on the internet now.
How old is he? He must be young.
Nope. Old enough to know better.
Wow.
Just like, now I can't think of the rapper name. But, you know, he's young enough to still be in the game, but old enough to know better.
Mm-hmm.
Lance. Man, Lance look like he broke into somebody's house recently.
Yeah, Lance is the dude that won't be in the group 2 years from now.
Bobby Brown. He Bobby.
Yeah.
No, like, he Bobby.
He gonna try to go solo or something. Like, his ego too big.
New addition who?
Yeah. What you mean, Pacers? This is Lance Stevenson team. In the offseason, he gonna take a contract somewhere else. Oh. I'm going to the Bobcats, start my own groove. You dig? You know it. Do-do-do. Yeah.
George Hill is Ralph Tresvant.
Yeah, but say, it's my practice.
He Ralph.
Obviously, Roy Hibbert is the bass. He's that dude that with the deep voice that comes in.
Nobody know his name.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Girl.
They don't even need David West. He really should be just a bouncer.
Why do they always keep a big ass nigga that just did like spoken word in all them R&B books?
As our bodies, that was the formula.
As our bodies intertwine. Do 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 do. Look. I sweat becomes as one.
Andrew Bynum somewhere with somebody woman looking at this. Like, well, we had a video photo shoot today, but I'd rather be here with you, girl.
Right. Yeah. this is the picture you send home to your girl. Girl, we just working out at the gym. Smoldering, looking directly into the camera.
I'm about to oil them up.
Andrew Bynum, like, I ain't for all these games.
Yeah.
Who wife wanna come over? Rub my knees.
Come see the faces and let us comfort you.
Oh, Lord, I don't want that type of comfort.
Lala posted on Instagram, my heart, my life. It doesn't take the playoffs for me or any real fan to know the caliber of player that you are. Every single game I watch you play your heart out, win or lose, you truly are one of a kind. Just know, there are people out there just like me who appreciate and love you for all that you do. Love always. Your number one fan.
That's right. That didn't make it to the playoffs.
That girl in the front row. Yeah. He got to stay. I mean, that's what I'm reading. I don't know how everybody else is reading this, but the way I'm reading it is Carmelo Anthony is definitely having to stay in New York.
I told you when she
said that. All my friends, mm-hmm. all my family's out here. I ain't moving.
She fucked up the money, man. They gonna hit him with their hometown discount price. Like, go to
He gonna get the, no, it's, I would agree with you if it was any savvy organization.
Any smart organization.
But it's the Knicks.
And they have been known to overpay people.
They start negotiating with the max.
I was getting ready to say Phil not, but then he did sign.
Yeah, he signed Lamar Odom. So a crackhead.
So then, yeah, he goes get all the money.
Hide the VCRs. Hide all the aluminum.
Hide your camcorders.
Yeah, don't bring no more cell phones into the office.
Yeah, leave them in your car.
Yeah.
And locked in a locked glove box.
Lamar, we've been having a whole lot of, equipment go missing around here. I mean, the film room is pretty much ransacked. Do you know what happened to everything? What you talking about, man?
Hey. Lamar gonna steal all the basketballs and be selling them at the Y. Yeah. Man, hey, NBA, hey, NBA
official,
quality.
Official NBA?
$10.
NBA, bro.
$10.
He's such a crackhead, he gonna deflate them first so he can put them under his jacket. He gonna deflate like seven balls all the way to nothing. he gonna sell them still empty because air is just getting in the way of the crack.
He probably calling Chloe right now, like, I'm back in New York. You know, Lala Hill, you can come hang out.
Lamar, have you seen the TV from the film room? I smoked the TV. Because I'm a crackhead,
gonna do,
mama.
She's going to do That's Gators dance and everything.
Yeah. Oh, get it now. He's shuffling. That Gator shuffling.
Yo, they probably got 60-inch monitors missing.
Mm. Yeah, he's
gonna 6 inch.
All thanks to him. 60-inch.
Lamar go sneak into
they outline his paper.
Lamar go sneak into the arena and steal the Jumbotron, dog.
Him and his homeboys.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we had a film projector.
What's that
in
neighborhood
him
and Metal World Peace from?
Queensbridge, right?
Queensbridge. Him and the Queensbridge crew.
Yep.
They gonna steal the Jumbotron. They heading to Brooklyn next.
Yep.
The Nets better watch out. He better, man. Please let them do a game at the Brooklyn Nets arena. Man, everything coming up missing.
Nigga, what? They go, like, he gonna be like, oh, I'm sick, I can't go to the game right now. I'm gonna stay here and chill. Y'all go ahead without me. Come back. Hey, has anybody seen the locker doors? The locker doors.
Melo gonna have like six extra jerseys though. He'll be selling them. He gonna be selling them in Chinatown.
Lamar gonna sign them himself. He gonna just try to copy Carmelo's signature.
Now he gonna be in Chinatown. I got them official jerseys. Got them official throwbacks.
Carmelo Anthony, there's a rumor that he asked the ex-Bulls player, what's it like to play for Thibodeau?
It don't matter. You can't go. Lala says you can't go.
But that's just enough to get on the max. That's how desperate the Knicks are, man. They like that hot chick that just, they like, what's the old girl's name? What's the old girl's name? What is her name? Start with a T.
Tahiri?
Nah, she plays in all those movies. She was in that last Kevin Hart movie where it was him and Oh, fuck.
I know what you're talking about.
What is her name? Not Ride Along. No, no, no. The one after that was a date. Like,
oh, I know you're talking about.
There was a couple.
Somebody said Regina Hall. Regina?
Nah, it's not Regina Hall. No, it's the other chick.
You're talking about the prettier.
Yeah. And she be showing up to all the award shows, stag with her fine ass. Like, she be by herself. You be like, why don't she? God,
I'm about to go to IDBM right now.
Like, I feel like that is,
I won't tell her name up.
Oh,
I'll
look it up. Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah,
yes.
I set that up.
That is the Knicks. They Taraji P. Henson, dog. Like, they are going to overcompensate any nigga that gives them attention.
Oh, that's
what happened.
Was that who that was? Taraji?
Yeah.
That wasn't Taraji.
Taraji P. Henson is the who I was talking about, though. She was in that movie with what's Dorian from what's that dude's real name? Dorian from Almost Human.
I just know him as Dorian. I don't know that dude's real name.
Anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about. Anyway. So remember they had that bombing at Boston Marathon?
Mm-hmm.
So they had the marathon again.
This week just passed, didn't it?
And a dude named Kevin Kayvon Edson, who has bipolar disorder, apparently left a backpack there containing a rice cooker. his mom said he just need help. He's got some issues mentally.
I bet she was in denial all prior to that.
He was charged with possession of a hoax device, but authorities say more charges may be added. Probably. So,
oh, he going to jail.
Probably.
Yeah. After
he going
people,
to Guantanamo Bay jail.
Yeah. Probably
should
have done that.
That's the wrong time to have mental illness.
Yeah. Michael Ealy. Yeah, that's the dude's name. Michael Ealy.
She probably been in denial about his issues.
A lot of people do. And people need help. People need help, man.
Yeah.
They be in denial till they do something crazy. Exactly. Then they be like, he need help. I've been trying to get him help. Nobody will work with him. Cause you won't keep him on his medication.
Yeah,
man.
He must have been in like a manic state too, to think. Cause you know, when you get in that manic state, like a lot of times they don't think everything through.
Mm-mm.
So he must have just been like, yeah, I think I remember something about rice cookers. Mm. I'm just gonna put a rice cooker out there, blow some people up. It's like, that's not what happened, dude. You need way more than just a fucking rice cooker to kill a bunch of people, man.
All that's going to happen, you're going to have great rice.
It probably was a time machine. He probably really thought it was a time machine.
The man was stopped late Tuesday by an officer who saw him acting suspiciously, including walking barefoot down the middle of the street, veiled in black, in pouring rain. He was never going to get away with this. The man dropped the backpack, told the officer it contained the rice cookie. He said the backpack was destroyed. The incident took place hours after ceremonies to mark last year Boston's marathon bombing, in which two pressure cooker bombs hidden in backpack exploded, killing three people near the finish line and injuring more than 260 others. Second suspicious backpack was determined to have been left behind by a media outlet. According to Boston Police Department website, the parcel was deemed to be non-explosive, but extra attention was paid due to its proximity to Edison's backpack. So,
and they just out here blowing up backpacks.
Oh, yeah, they're going to shoot a damn backpack. If it don't look right, they don't give a fuck.
Speaking of shooting people, Alden Smith is back in trouble. He got arrested at the airport for talking about a bomb, apparently. Accused of it.
I mean, was he saying the 49ers are the bomb?
Maybe.
Was he saying, I got bomb dick? Like,
maybe
what?
Maybe he was listening to Tupac, Bomb First.
Ah!
Maybe play some Outkast, Bombs Over Baghdad.
Yeah, like what? He wasn't at the airport saying, I have a bomb. He couldn't have been.
Now this is the same dude that got in trouble for drunk driving and got kicked off the team for a little bit and then came back because he's actually really good.
Oh, he might get kicked off again then.
He couldn't have been saying, I have a bomb, man. He couldn't have been.
San Francisco is already likely to pass on this option for next year.
Mm-hmm. Best if you already was borderline or in trouble before. Mm-mm.
If convicted, he faces up to 1 year behind bars. Multiple law enforcement sources tell TMZ Alden appeared to be drunk at the time of the incident. That ain't good.
Mm-mm.
After allegedly yelling bomb in the airport terminal, law enforcement says the drama began at the security gate where he was randomly selected for a secondary screening. Kase Smith became belligerent, uncooperative with the process, and with the TSA agent making a comment indicating he was in possession of a bomb before proceeding down the gate area. TMZ Sports obtained video showing Smith in handcuffs telling police he did nothing wrong. He also says they're going to be embarrassed.
Man, he probably said, if you don't leave me the fuck alone, I will blow this shit up. Mm. He probably never said bomb.
And you still can't say that.
Yeah. He just went black for
Remind
a second.
Remind me not to go to the airport with Justin.
Yeah, because that's how you get arrested.
He probably only said a terrorist
threat. I know how to act
at
the airport.
I don't know.
I do.
Sometimes on this show, man.
I got nervous coming back from the Bahamas. I seen them escort some dude right out of customs line to the side room. I was like, when the dude asked me what was in my suitcase, I said, look, man, I got a drum. I got a flute in here. That's it. That's all I got. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing else. I got a necklace in there. Like, that's it.
Blake Griffin thinks medicinal pot is okay.
He listening does. To Keith Murray lately? I mean, he is in California. I don't.
But listen to that chronic. Mm-hmm. He said it doesn't really affect me, but so many guys. Everybody always got to put that that disclaimer. Like I don't really even care because I don't smoke the stickiest of the icky. But so many guys, other than me, not me.
Who? Josh Howard?
I would have been like name names. Yeah.
Josh Howard.
So many guys.
Did he play for Dallas? Isn't that the dude who played for Dallas?
Yeah, yeah.
Stop smoking?
Josh Howard. Didn't Josh Howard, like, was supposed to do the national anthem and niggas start talking about weed?
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was something. Like, he went to some, he was doing the national anthem and he pulled out Ice JJ Fish on that shit. Let's see if I can play it. I think I found it.
Him and Marquise Daniels couldn't handle it.
Dallas Mavericks star and Winston-Salem native Josh Howard is making news again for some comments he made. Now many are questioning the NBA forward's patriotism. Dave Gorin joins us now with the story, Dave.
Well, it's a two-month-old video that is just coming to light now thanks to the internet. Howard's comments were recorded on a cell phone camera at Allen Iverson's celebrity flag football game in Baltimore in July, but over the last
now what
days,
possibly
like wildfire on the internet.
What possibly good could happen at Allen Iverson's celebrity flag football tournament? Just that combination of words.
At least they weren't in a bowling alley.
Yeah, that's true.
The camera operator was making the rounds on the field before the start of the game. Several celebrities were in attendance, and there was frequent use of the N-word on the recording. In the middle of the national anthem, the camera was trained on Howard.
Star-Spangled Banner going on right now. I don't even celebrate that, but I'm black.
The verbatim of Howard's comment, the Star-Spangled Banner is going on, I don't celebrate this expletive, I'm black. On the heels of his marijuana use comments during last spring's playoffs and his speeding arrest in Winston-Salem last month, Howard's comments have stirred the pot once again.
I never thought Joss would be like that, really. I mean, I don't know him personally, but he's supposed to represent a lot of black people, you know? I don't think it's not right, though, really.
I met Josh plenty of time, so he might not mean to say it, but he said.
His name is.
That name.
And he's probably from Winston-Salem, too.
Oh, is.
Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
His name is D, Marus, Damaris, Quay, Quaye.
Guess the first.
Guess what he's got on? If you said wife beater for 10, then you got 10.
It right.
Ding, 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 ding.
Therefore, I can't say anything. But I met him plenty of time. He seemed a cool guy. And just, like I said, black had nothing to do with it. I don't know why he said it, but he said it.
Howard support.
You know, they just went to any black basketball court and asked these niggas that were shooting like 21 to fucking talk about Josh Howard.
I've never met him personally anytime, but
I just, you know, I don't see what black had to do with it, but he has said it. He did it.
The problem was they had to have security when they showed up.
Mm-hmm.
That part.
Yeah, they probably... It's probably just like three dudes playing 21, dog. It probably wasn't even a whole lot of niggas out there.
Yep.
Hey, do you have any comments about Josh Howard? What he do? let me play the clip for you.
He's talking about your mama.
Yeah, said he doesn't celebrate the national anthem because he's black. Oh, man, Josh, really? I saw him one time. He dunked on me. He put his nuts in my face.
They sound like they had to think about who Josh was. Like, they probably had to go through his whole bio and everything. Because Josh got one of them faces. He just blend into the crowd. Like, if it wasn't for his height, he definitely blend.
They couldn't have interviewed me. I would put him on Front Street. That's crazy. I mean, all he date is white women. That's all he talk about. God bless America. I love fucking these crackers. I don't get it, but whatever.
Your interview wouldn't have made it, sir.
Back to this basketball. I would have made it. The most ignorant person always make it on TV.
They just bleeped you out.
You had to photobomb everybody else interview, too.
Yeah.
Like, my mom on TV. Look at me. I'm on TV, mama.
Shout out to Fuki Jr. J-Ray. What's up, nigga?
Shout out Westside. West Boulevard.
Come on. Boulevard Homes. Roseland.
Mm-hmm.
La Rock.
Yep.
We in here. We in this bitch.
West Boulevard, we represent.
The real Single Street. The real Single Street, nigga. Fuck. But the real Fourth Ward, nigga.
This 1500 int.
I mean, shout out places before they got gentrified.
Dead end. Wilmo, we in here.
The Valley? Where my Hidden Valley niggas at?
Oh, I see you Hidden Valley Kings.
Let's do this. Throw gang signs behind people and shit.
He has done in his hometown. He has donated money to renovate the basketball courts at Reynolds Park Rec Center, where he grew up playing. He has also sponsored a health fair.
How's that record, right?
Now, Reynolds Park in the Reynolds area is over by Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nice area. Now, if he'd have said Sprague Street and Winston-Salem, that's hood. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's hood. That remind you of Behringer, West Boulevard, that area.
So he actually just, like, hooked up, Hornet's Nest or something?
Yeah, like, it's going to...
he went out to Freedom Park and hooked up the goals.
Yeah.
We supposed to be like, oh, thanks for the hood.
Now I got to ride all the way out to Freedom Park.
Now I got to get the bike trail. Get over there.
Get my bus pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's literally like two blocks down the street from Wake Forest University.
Oh, okay.
Which is a nice part of Winston-Salem.
Oh, okay.
Ball camp there. But they say that doesn't excuse what he said.
But there's a lot of black soldiers that if the military served in the military when I was there.
And this is an old black man named Larry Jones. You know his opinion is not going to be favorable to this nigga. You're like, nah, I got shot in Iraq several times and to Vietnam.
For this nigga to say this ignorant ass shit.
Now, I've been, I grew up with the man's mama, okay? Very nice lady. I'm not going to say anything further about what happened, but very nice to me.
Oh, Lord.
And she shouldn't be raising that boy like that.
Real respectable woman. Real, she made the best pies.
Yes.
On that street.
The softest, sweetest brown lips. I mean, what are we talking about? what'd he do?
Doesn't excuse what he said.
But there's a lot of black soldiers that if the military served in the military when I was there, that, you know, on this country, and they lived and they died for this country. I think he needs to go and check out his history and give this country a little more respect. You know, I feel like this, that if any citizen that is in the United States don't wish to be here, they have to leave.
So you want them to watch Roots, that history, or...
You want to watch Red Tails.
12 Years a Slave.
Red Tails.
And the funny part is...
Soldier Story.
I don't know if y'all caught this. He talked for a while. He talked so long that they had to, like, shut him.
Oh, yeah. He black. They had to take all that shit out about dude mama.
And you know what? And they knew that they better not cut him off while he was talking. It was like, this is 8 minutes. I don't care. Just let him talk.
Because you know he was, like, adding shit, too. Like, because, you know, his peoples grew up around Roundtree Road.
There's something about his mama that makes me... wanna say
you know he was like I believe they was with the Betty and them. Betty had a cousin named Brickhead. Now Brickhead, he got called that because he got in a fight one time, and they said, how you gonna win this fight, because he was getting beat, and he took a brick and hit a man in the head, so we call him Brickhead. Now Brickhead was the one. Now he hung out with the boy. He taught him how to play basketball. Also taught him how to fish. Now, y'all ever been down to the hot hole? Because down at the hot hole, when we go fishing, it can be quite good bass fishing. And all this shit.
Catches some good crappy out there.
All this shit was in that 1 second edit. they went to but sir, what about? Now, I served in the military, as I was saying 10 minutes ago. Old black man can talk, man. I bet you if we ask Dave about Josh Howard, he can give us 10 minutes, dog. straight up at the hair. I mean, at the city.
Yeah, yo, Dave.
You be like, now see that? I knew the boy was wrong. Now see.
Nope. I don't know. You catch Dave at the right moment.
Hey, wait, no. Hold up. Dave gonna contradict himself too now.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave always, cause that's what Dave do. Remember that day we was like, yeah, because you know, I respect Black History. I was like, whoa, hold up, Dave. Dave, you said fuck Black History Month. Now see, that was different, Rodney. Rodney, why you bringing up the old shit, Rodney?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was gonna say. Depending on where you catch Dave, Dave gonna be like, fuck the national anthem. Right. Fuck, it ain't this shit for me as a black man. I feel the young boy on that.
But he not gonna start on that. He gonna start being rational first with some like, you know, Rodney, that's a good question. Josh Howard, I always liked the boy. He was good, at Wake Forest. I thought he was gonna be good. You know, I don't smoke the weed, but you know, I understand that. And I think, you know, this is the country that give you opportunity. You should respect the country. That gives you the opportunity, land of the free and all that. But now, I mean, now because of slavery, Rodney, you got to consider that now, cause that wasn't right. So fuck the national anthem, basically. You're like, that's not where you started.
I never served. So right. I don't know why I had to stand when they singing a song. Only the veterans should stand if they want to.
Right.
But fuck them. I'm not doing it. I dare somebody to say, ask me to stand. Right.
Now go ahead and sign the list, Carl. You know you dyslexic.
And then you be like, you know his name, Rod. Yeah, Rodney. That's a good. Yeah, Rodney. Yeah. Good. Yeah, he's funny.
He called her Rodney.
Yeah, I like Rodney. I like old Rodney there.
Yeah. You be like, it's Rod though. You can stop at Rod.
It don't matter. That's your name.
U.S. veteran. This story, as you might imagine, getting a lot of comments on our website. One person writes, one other thing Wake Forest and Winston-Salem need to do to disown Josh Howard and remove any recognition that this community has given him. Another person writes, how can you say that you are a role model with your attitude and behavior?
Why is he fixing their spelling mistakes, dog? He don't want to admit that they got some dumbass viewers. It's you attitude and behavior, and the other one didn't have doing it.
But he just needed to put no disrespect at the end of that statement, and Josh, he'll be fine from there on.
That's all you should have done. That's all. I would advise him easily. But I don't even remember how we got on this. Oh yeah, Blake Griffin think used to be okay to smoke weed. Mm-hmm. Blake, but see, Rodney, I disagree. You shouldn't be able to smoke weed. I used to smoke weed. I still smoke weed. I smoke weed all the time. I'm high right now.
Yeah, when my wife gets to home and gets to talking, see, if by smoking weed, I can sit and listen to her, and so that's what make it okay. If it's to listen to your wife and keep a happy home.
Oh man, I miss Dave, man. I might go out there tomorrow. See if I can find him.
But now, if Blake has to recognize this is what's gonna happen to him. If he keep up with this, I support marijuana.
Here's why he shouldn't be saying it, okay? Have you seen his commercials?
Yeah. I love him.
You gotta be high to come up with the shit he's doing.
Yeah,
they gonna start triple testing him.
The video game commercials. What is it? Gamefly. I think one of them. He comes down and has like a backpack that shoots his ass up in the air.
Yeah,
he tears up the TV. He tears shit off the wall. he floats around.
He's been on the Champs podcast like 3 times. He did the damn the Kia commercials, man. Those commercials are hot. It's like Adventure Time of commercials, man. It's about drugs. When that one woman was like, oh, thank you for so-and-so. He's like, thank you. I was like, this nigga high right now.
He high, man.
A religious watchdog group filed a complaint against Clemson's football team.
For what?
Freedom from Religion Foundation has lodged a letter of complaint to Clemson, charging that Dabo Swinney and his staff would have an unconstitutional behavior at the public university.
I didn't think anybody was going to complain against them.
Here's why they're absolutely right.
The complaint?
Yeah, the complaint. Okay. This is why the complaint
they're
absolutely right. It's Clemson, and this nigga's name is Dabo. Now, I feel like you should have to drop the complaint. Like, they should be like, oh, complaint is noted, but we ain't going to do shit. Cause if your kid goes to Clemson, South Carolina with a nigga named Dabo as a coach, he gonna be expected to pray, dog. I'm sorry. You knew that. That's the rules, man. Like, I don't give a fuck if you name your son, Muhammad X Muhammad Shabazz Al Jarreau. Like, it doesn't
they
matter.
Look at you like, nigga, you in Clemson.
Yeah, you gonna be praying. That's just what happens, man. I mean, I feel bad that they getting forced into praying, but that it's Clemson. Like, they should be able to go to court with this defense. You know, yeah. You know, it's against Article 3 of Chapter 7 that there should be no religion of the team. There should be separation of church and state. And then Dabo should just get up and be like, but it's Clemson.
With a straw. He got a straw in his mouth.
You know what? That's right. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry, Dabo. Casey Smith, let's all bow our heads. would you like to give the word, Dabo? Sweeney personally invited James Trapp to become team chaplain in violation of the Constitution and university guidelines on hiring chaplains, and gave Trapp access to the entire team for Bible studies. Sweeney schedules team devotionals. Sweeney has organized transportation for coaches and players to church days. He's had those at Fayetteville State.
Yes.
And I turned down everyone except one. And one time I did go, I was mad I went, because we went to a church and all that dude talked about was money for 2 hours. It's like, you know, God blessed me and my wife with this money to get this church and have a nice car and get a nice house. And he could bless you too if you give me some money. I was like, wait a minute. How does this work out for me? Sounds like you're getting money right now.
I am a business major.
Right.
And
I'm not quite that dumb, sir.
Looking at my receivables, seems like as a college student, a lot is going out. Aaron Hernandez has some news popping up with his case. Now, obviously, we here at Balls Deep Sports believe in innocent until proven guilty, which is why we are the official podcast that, you know, believes in the innocence of this man.
Yep, I currently believe he is innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And he is being framed and set up.
Yep. A man has been arrested as part of a gun trafficking probe related to the murder case against former New England Patriot tight end Aaron Hernandez.
Now, see, now I really feel like the government doing anything they can.
Exactly.
Because they can't prove he killed the other dude.
So now they're going to frame him? Wow.
While he locked up.
He can't defend himself. Like that. Way to be classy, guys. Way to be classy. Just, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, you see on TV and you just go, I don't think that could really happen. And you find out that, nope, it can't happen.
Now, Aaron, if you need me to do anything, this is Vic talking. Mm-hmm. If you need me to do anything to help you, I will. I just can't put my name to it.
Right. Because we don't want, you know, no problems with the government either.
Yep.
But you know, obviously we're just praying for you and hoping you get out safe, man.
I get a hat like one of those other, I think they were baseball players or football players.
Mm-hmm.
The Twins. I'll get a hat like that, say Free A-Ron.
Yep. So he's accused of lying to the grand jury investigating the transportation of guns from Florida to Massachusetts. The inquiry was focused on three guns recovered in connection with the 2013 killing of a semi-pro football player and Aaron Hernandez associate Odin Lloyd. So, also more slanderous libel from TMZ. They're allegedly saying that Aaron Hernandez threatened to kill a guard. Now, why would an innocent man have to do that? What did y'all do to drive him? Even if
they provoked this man.
Yeah. What did y'all do to provoke this response and then take it out of context,
man,
to frame him?
The prison system is out of control.
Right. This is what, you know, we're incarcerating all our young minority men that should be out here living productive lives. But the prison industrial complex is getting in the way.
This is terrible. This is terrible what they're doing to this man. They are railroading him and forcing him to become. They want him to be a criminal. Mm-hmm. You want him to change. Don't break, Aaron. Don't break.
According to this, it says one of the star's fellow inmates says it isn't true. We know investigators recently met with an ex-inmate who was locked up near Hernandez to discuss a 2013 incident between the former New England Patriot tight end and a correctional officer. During questioning, investigators asked if Hernandez had killed the Clayton Nikhil, the guard, who blew the whistle on Aaron when he was trying to deviously score extra food inside the joint. Apparently, he was doing tricks to get food, according to these people.
What kind of tricks?
Putting take a half-eaten meal and put an insect on it so he could return it and get more. And he did it apparently one too many times, and that pissed off officers, so they put an end to his extra food. Allegedly. Among the questions...
That is kind of smart, if that's what he was doing.
Yeah, I doubt he was doing it, but if he was, that would be smart.
I just imagine somebody else being charitable and offering them their meal.
Yep. Someone said something about he told the guard he's going to kill the guard to shoot his family. They also want to know if he ever made a noise, like a machine gun round to the guard.
Like...
why would he do something like that?
Ex-inmate was adamant that Hernandez never threatened the guard, though he did claim Aaron called the guy a bitch during a heated exchange. Hernandez was written up over the incident. So
you in jail? How they gonna write you up?
Right. I know. Hey, murderer.
Hey, I'm not the only one.
Hey, accused murderer. That's a demerit.
We're gonna take your PTO time.
Mm-hmm. No hall pass for you. Peyton Manning still holds heartache over the Super Bowl. Next news.
Darren Did Sharp. You say neck news?
Yeah, next. Next news. Darren Sharper's DNA was found on one Arizona victim. In an unrelated story, Darren Sharper loses Arizona bid to be released on bail. That is...
Wonder why.
Two non-sequitur stories, Darren. Hey, we confirm your DNA is actually on one of the victims. Can I get out free?
No.
But I have other places to be on trial. Well,
we
I'm
don't
sorry.
Care.
We're starting here. We talked about this. I want to say like almost the first episode ever of this show or something. A Virginia State football player has pleaded guilty to assaulting Winston-Salem State's starting quarterback during a luncheon before the game in November. Like, it was the story where it was a CIAA like championship for football and they couldn't play it because.
Yep.
They beat up the quarterback at the lunch, and I was like, why would you do this?
Yeah, they jumped him in the bathroom.
It was almost smart. Almost. They would have jumped him at a club, fine. You jump him somewhere where it's only you and other football players,
they're gonna find you.
Chief Assistant District Attorney Jennifer Martin said Lamont Britt, that's the race, pleaded guilty Tuesday to a charge of civil assault. Judge Denise Hartsfield sentenced him to 45 days in jail, suspended for 1 year, probation for a year. The judge imposed a condition that he complete or be in the process of completing his education. Hartsfield also ordered Britt to cooperate with any continuing investigations. An arrest warrant accuses Britt of hitting Rudy Johnson in the face and head in a restroom on November 15th during the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association Awards luncheon. They didn't want to say CIAA. It came one day before the two schools would meet in the league championship, which was canceled. So, got to the bottom of that. Case closed, guys. Ex-Minnesota State coach Mankato. Okay. He can return to his job, guys.
Why was he put out in the first place?
Well, he was ruled wrongfully terminated. They decided that he could come back. The reasons he was let go were undisclosed at the time, but the dismissal came after he was cleared of child pornography charges stemming from images of his children on a work-issued cell phone, accusations that Hoffner called the most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life. But, you know, people were probably scared after the Sandusky shit.
Mm-hmm.
You got to imagine recruiting can't be going well for him. I believe that resuming my duties as head coach will help heal the injury, he said during a tearful news conference in which he took several breaks to compose himself. He said the last 2 years have been a nightmare and that he has always wanted to coach at Minnesota State.
He'll probably never do that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he probably never will. But also, it's kind of sad that if you took a picture, say, your kids in the bathtub or something, people could be like, child pornography, prison.
A lot of people do consider that child pornography.
Yeah.
Even if they're of your own children.
Luckily, our parents came up in the time of Polaroids and shit.
Yeah, but you can take it, shake it, and you got an instant picture.
Man, I hated when company would come over and they would pull out the photo album. Yeah. Oh, my damn pictures of me in the tub.
Right. Me on my stomach as a baby, my ass hanging out. You know? I mean, I was, I don't blame him. I was a pretty hot, sexy young baby. But, you know, it's just everybody don't need to see that. So, yeah, he got his job back. And that must be a good feeling, man, honestly, because.
Yeah, because could you imagine?
You went from accused pedophile to, you know.
People probably looking at you crazy, treating you bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are a trip.
More quick hit news. Teddy Bridgewater, still a nigga. Still a nigga. Dropping fast as shit in the draft. Left and right. So. Went from the number two player on the board before the season to a nigga.
And that sucks for him, too, because he actually is a good quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where it'll work out better for him this way, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's going to end up on a team that he don't have no fucking business being on, where it's like.
Cleveland?
No. I mean, like, Cleveland will pass on him for, like, Manziel or some shit. And then he's going to end up being, at, like, the backup for the Steelers. So, you know how shit just happens to good quarterbacks with, like, Aaron Rodgers gets dropped in the draft, everybody laughs on draft day, and then it's like, oh, wait a minute, he's now the starting quarterback for the Packers, and that's a great organization to be a starting quarterback for.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's going to happen to Teddy Bridgewater. He's going to end up somewhere good, and they're going to be like, yeah, we'll take you.
Tampa Bay. They got a good coach now. Lovey.
Well, I don't think it'll be I think it's going to be somewhere that we think doesn't need a quarterback. You know what I mean? Like if he went to New England or some shit and then Brady hurt his ankle, you know, some shit like that. That's my guess. I don't know. But I mean, maybe he will just go to a regular team and that needs the help right away.
Giants.
But I feel like he could go to a team that just need, like say he went to the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Like that would be a move where you just like, damn, man, you got lucky. Like it goes immediately from fuck, you lost all that money to damn, nigga, you about to get paid in a couple years. But yeah, he's visiting the Jags right now. Former NHL players are suing the league regarding concussions. Do they have enough money to pay for this shit?
That's a question. And my thing is this, the problem I have with the NHL suing, you niggas fucking fight on the ice and give each other concussions. Like, their argument could be like, half of these concussions ain't even game related.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe I'm looking at this wrong, but it's like, until you ban all this pointless fighting just for fighting, I hate to be like this. It's one of the things where I'm going, I ain't buying it. Like, and I know for football, they actually crash into each other and shit like that, but that's a part of the game. It's not a part of it in hockey. I mean, I know they crash into each other too, and I know that some of the concussions are valid, but until everybody's watching, the refs watching, the whole game stop, and we watch two goons ball out and break each other's teeth in the middle of the fucking ice for no goddamn reason, I won't talk to you.
They say the average NHL player make about $2.5 million, so they just waited on NFL concussion ruling for that to clear out. Then they can be like, let's get together. Now we can get our money.
I mean, it's smart, but it's like, what argument do you have when y'all do that? Like they can easily say and go against this when you go, okay, but the bullshit that y'all do that's outside of the gameplay.
Like, honestly, Karen, I think you're right. That is exactly the tactic I would use. I was like, no. We are against y'all hitting each other in the head. That's why we put you in the penalty box.
Hello. We're doing our part.
Yeah, they'd be like, but you foster a culture of punching people and all this. You say that's what make a real man. We don't say that.
Mm-mm. Y'all do that.
Y'all say that. We say don't do that.
Yep. The ironic thing, though, the players will probably have a better chance of winning this than football because they will hold out.
And they white.
Yep. They'll be like, fuck it, we ain't going to work.
I don't even know if they'll hold out because I think they've been broken a couple times, but they white. So America will be like, pay these guys.
Yeah. And they'll still be allowed to fight, which I think is fucking dumb.
The Jets signed former Titans running back Chris Johnson, but I didn't see every snap of the Tennessee game or the...
No, you didn't, sir.
Or the Jets game, so how could I possibly comment?
Will you watch any of those games again this year?
Listen,
not,
man.
Probably not.
Let's talk about fantasy value. It's still undraftable. not drafting any Jets. Unless Mike Vick is starting, then I might draft some late. Smuggler's threats follow Yasiel Puig from Cuba. He told this story that's been all over SportsCenter about how, like, he basically got smuggled out of the country. Played baseball in Mexico and then got picked up in America. And the deal he made back in Cuba and Mexico was he gets 20% of his, all future earnings to his smugglers. And people are acting surprised. How did you think they were getting here?
Yeah, from Cuba.
That's the truth.
Like, this is all money. Somebody got to do this for them because it's an investment. It's not, you know, no, they're not doing this for the goodness of their heart.
No, they're not.
Speaking of smuggling, Chad Johnson's been smuggled to Canada. Signed a 2-year deal with the Montreal Alouettes on Thursday after impressing the team's officials at a mini camp in Vero Beach, Florida. So, okay.
Chad, why not just go ahead and stick to
tweeting
that? And, you know, wasn't he a CBS host?
What about reality TV?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I thought he worked for CBS.
Why would anyone let him on their airwaves?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I thought he had a job working for CBS.
He kissed Evelyn Lozada on the mouth. That's disqualification for any work.
And headbutted her.
Yeah, and headbutted her on the head. Have you seen that head? He must be crazy. Ex-quarterback Donovan McNabb spent one day in Arizona jail. They released his mugshot and everything.
What'd he do?
That's terrible, too.
DUI arrest late last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did it.
It wasn't even necessary to lock him up like
that. You know, they did it for the mugshot.
Yep. It wasn't even necessary to lock him up like that.
To humiliate him and shit.
Like, where he going?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he probably traveling from wherever he live back and forth to court regularly. You know, all prior to this. It was a year ago.
It was 3 a.m. He was doing 81 to 65. He's also cited for DUI, but no information about blood alcohol level was on the citation. 9 days of his 10-day sentence was suspended. They released his mugshot, but wouldn't release any information on the case. It said he was not in their custody.
Well, then why release the picture?
Because he black
in Arizona? I think so, too.
You saw DMX in Arizona get locked up all the time.
Here's the biggest part of this news and why I respect Donovan McNabb so much. No one knew about this shit. And it happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
How did he keep this shit secret? So, that's just amazing.
He got a good lawyers, man.
Ex-NBA star Parker punches HGTV star's team.
Oh, Lord.
Wolfgang Novogratz, the basketball-playing 60-year-old son of HGTV stars Robert and Courtney Novogratz, shouldn't have shown up former NBA player Smush Parker. Last week in a pickup game at Basketball City at Pier 36, Parker, 32, punched Wolfie in the jaw and the teen, a star of at Brooklyn Poly Prep, where Chicago's Bull Joakim Noah played, was taken to the hospital.
God damn. So he out here punching kids?
And making them go to the hospital.
Yeah, that's he going to jail.
Are you sure? For assault, yes.
Wolfie, who was 6'2", 185 pounds, and being heavily recruited already by colleges, was guarding Parker, who was 2 inches taller and a lot heavier. Wolfie scored back-to-back buckets on Smush. At the other end, Smush went up for a shot. There was a hard foul. They both went down. Smush got up and punched Wolfie in the face. Wolfgang is the eldest of 7 children who were featured in Bravo's 9 by Design. He's appeared at Home by Novogratz, the HGTV show where his parents designed a new house or apartment on each episode. Brooklyn-born Parker, who had 2 good seasons with the Lakers under Phil Jackson. Right. Good, in quotes. Was cut by the Miami Heat in 2008 after getting into a fight with a parking attendant. Oh, so you don't say. Wolfie did not pass out and tried to keep playing, but he had to sit down for the sake of his safety. He went to the hospital to be checked out, and that was fine, said my source. He declined to press charges. So.
Oh, he declined to press charges, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Think somebody sent him a check?
The NCAA decided that the athletes can still eat.
The NCAA.
So, you know, that's a pretty bold stand that he took there. And I really have nothing bad to say about it. So, congratulations.
And I have a question. Does this include all universities or just universities in the NCAA?
I mean, well, they can only control the ones in the NCAA. So, I mean.
Yeah, who was that guy that said they go hungry at night for UConn?
Shabazz Napier, is that his name?
Yeah, Napier, I guess. I guess he spoke at a loud enough venue to where they had to address it.
Yeah, and
because players are starting to recognize their power.
Yeah.
Like I keep telling niggas, players are starting to know that their voice doesn't need the NCAA. The NCAA needs their voices and their bodies and their work. And they have the power to make change going around these adults.
That and a lot of the fear tactic that they have used in the past isn't working like it used to, because now they have other outlets. They have Twitter, they have Facebook, they have these other outlets, and now they got fans. They have people following them and things like that. And also, not to get off topic, but it's one of those things where every time this is brought up, everybody wants to dismiss that just because you're a college student and just because you're a college athlete, it does not mean you can't go to bed hungry. They was like, is it possible for you to go to bed hungry? What? I've been a college student. The calf closes at 6. Guess what? You got the whole fucking rest of the night.
And you have a curfew and people are enforcing it, unlike other college students where they can't just go, hey, let's go to Hardee's. You can't do that shit. You're not supposed to. You might get in trouble. Division I student athletes can receive unlimited meals and snacks in conjunction with their athletic participation. Require strength and conditioning coaches to be certified from a nationally accredited certification body. Require someone certified in CPR, first aid, and arterial external defibrillation to be present at all countable athletic activities.
Now, why isn't this already in place?
They're not in consideration.
Because that costs money. You got to pay somebody that's certified and qualified. That means give me my money.
So also, these rules aren't considered final until April 24.
Okay, so you mean tell me you got athletes around there, somebody pass out, somebody gets sick, nobody knows CPR around them?
They're just going to make sure it's a requirement now, but somebody should already know.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, they probably already have people that do know, but they're just going to basically make it official.
Okay, and get them extra training.
Yeah, and also it kind of makes the school liable to a certain extent if they don't have a person.
That's what's my thing. That's why I was like, you mean tell me not one person around this place know how to use this, been certified in this, nobody?
You know what I didn't know is that they had to buy their own, pay for their own health insurance. I always thought the schools provided for their athletes.
No,
the health insurance.
A lot of people have that false person. They get off of the same thing that the regular student body do. But like, hey, if you because I know when we were going to school, they didn't have the rules they do now under the Affordable Care Act, where they can extend it. You turn 18, you had to get off your parents' insurance, and the schools was like, hey, here's some crappy half ass insurance. I got my own insurance because I was like, that don't cover shit.
Mm-hmm. I thought the school gave them.
They should.
Like the athlete's insurance, because like when that guy, I think it was for Louisville, that cracked his leg during that game 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I thought the school was covering that. That's his own health insurance. I don't know that he'll be able to get insurance again after an injury like that, like his own.
No, and what they don't tell you is that if it's something where the school does pay for it, the school can be like, we ain't paying for this no more.
And his premium high as hell.
Reduce the penalty for first positive test for street drugs during championships. We get caught smoking weed, you can still play, possibly. Require football players to rest for at least 3 hours between practices during the preseason.
Oh, how long they rest now? 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Film review and team meetings will be allowed during the recovery period. Wow. Charles Barkley talked about on Conan his thoughts on tipping and who the cheapest athletes are that he knows. Wonder if any of them rhymes with Eichel Orton.
To be a Kentucky fan, you live and breathe Kentucky. It's UK basketball.
First, let's listen to advertisement, because why not? I do want to see what Charles has to say, because he's a pretty honest person. He's always putting shit out there. So let's see. But let's take a second, and then we'll see.
You are notoriously generous when it comes to tipping. You are famous among not just athletes, but celebrities in general for being a great tipper. Is this true? How good are you at tipping?
I think it's important when you're successful. You know, the waiters, the waitresses, the blackjack dealers.
Yeah.
I do. I think it's important. You know, they work extremely hard. Yeah. They don't get a great salary. I think the more successful you are, I think the more you should tip. I truly believe that.
I think that's a good philosophy. Yeah. Do you ever tip somebody and you then later on you had regrets? Like, I think that was too much. I went overboard. I mean, what's a crazy tip for you?
I never went overboard.
Yeah.
I mean, I tipped $25,000 before.
Say that number
you
one more time.
$25,000? Do you mind if I bring your car around when it's time for you to go?
But what were the services
you want in on that? Yeah, absolutely.
But I won about $700,000. I was at a blackjack. I was playing blackjack.
You won $700,000?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you have to tip. I probably should have tipped more, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I was just thinking, in that context, you're kind of a cheapskate. Yeah, it's a bad tip. I could see that dealer being like, what the hell?
You know, but I thought that was pretty generous. Because, you know, when you lose money, they don't give you any back.
Right. That's a good point. Okay, you're pretty good at telling the absolute truth. Who are the cheapest guys that you've hung out with that we would know?
Well, there's nobody cheaper than Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan is cheap?
Oh, yeah. He's cheap. Like,
back in my day, athletes didn't make as much as they do now.
He threw Scottie out there first, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sacrificial lamb.
Like how cheap? We were talking super cheap here? Like,
you know, when like, you know, I always give homeless people money.
Yeah.
And he'll always slap my hand. He'll say, if they could ask you for spare change, they can say, welcome to McDonald's. Can I help you, please?
Wow. Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Michael Jordan says that.
He realized you done fucked up now.
Hey, man. I like it more than Michael Jordan's a slapper.
Yeah. That's what he's into. Okay. So those guys are cheap.
Tiger's pretty cheap, too.
Tiger Woods is cheap.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's cheap.
Two of the richest guys of all time. Tiger Woods is cheap?
I think that's why they're rich. They don't tip. It's a fine line. It's a very fine line. Yeah.
That's their secret, right?
That's their secret to being rich. They don't tip.
Very nice. Have you talked to Tiger about it?
I have not. First of all, you're good, too. You're not the easiest going guy either when it comes to tipping. You said that, didn't you?
Well...
That's an absolute lie. I make it rain.
Yeah, quarters.
Shut up. Well, it's raining, isn't it? It doesn't matter what denomination.
Oh, man. But yeah, I just thought that was funny, man.
Is Jordan still speaking to him? I remember he stopped talking to him when he dissed the Bobcats that time.
Yeah, he gave the Bobcats some props the other day on the air, reluctantly. So I don't know if they're speaking or not. Never can tell, though.
Yeah, but everybody knew Tiger was cheap, taking all the hoes with the $5 footlongs.
Yep.
Joy,
for half a footlong.
Denny's.
He's like, go in there and get me a chicken wrap, and you can have half. Redskins Foundation golf event loses sponsor in protest. A major Native American organization has canceled the sponsorship of a charity golf tournament in Arizona on Saturday because it doesn't want to be associated with the event's title sponsor, the Washington Redskins Original Americans Foundation.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know what? I think, personally, this is me. It's going to take people stop putting that money down.
Why you look up with me, Karen, when you're talking about the Redskins?
No. I'm just thinking out.
Rob be trolling me with the Redskins, dude.
No,
this is the sports news for today. What are we going to do, not cover it?
You skip articles all the time.
No, I don't. Read them all.
I do think that it's going to take them losing money. Like they're not going to care about this, but I'm talking about losing some big, big sponsors for them to be like, you know what? Fuck what you talking about. Change that goddamn name.
To a Nike League, they ain't changing a damn thing.
No, they're not. Not to like a bank or somebody that invests billions in
dollars. Let me rephrase. To Nike, Adidas, and Reebok. Like, all three got to leave. Like, it's...
Yeah, but like, we ain't sponsoring...
Nike League, Adidas will step in.
The National Indian Gaming Association, a nonprofit that includes 184 Indian nations as members, made the decision to pull a sponsorship Friday after learning the Redskins Foundation was involved in the same event. Ernest Stevens, chairman of the National Indian Gaming Association and his organization, finds the NFL team name to be offensive and is skeptical about the motives of a foundation recently started by Redskins owner Daniel Snyder. It's a blatant attempt to try to buy out the issue, Stevens told the USA Today Sports. Wow.
Damn it, that man is... Why is he thinking deeper into the issue? Just donate some money. Let people forget that the name is you know, disrespectful, and keep it moving. What about the families that was going to use that money? Now they can't get that money, all because you have morals and standards.
So. All because of your pride.
Ah!
La 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 la. Hey. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Hey, mama. Kobe Bryant is going to be the star in a documentary.
I'm in.
On the life and the career of the Los Angeles Lakers star Kobe Bryant. It's going to air this fall on Showtime.
Is it a remake of Spike Lee's Putting in Work?
No, it's going to be about his life. In the past, Bryant has resisted projects that demand an all-access look into his life, choosing to keep his methods behind his success mysterious. But with his career threatened by an Achilles H-Illis injury last spring, and the knowledge that his time in the NBA is coming to an end within a few years, he changed his mind. The feature-length documentary is executive produced by Bryant and director Gautam Chopra.
I was going to say, this has to be one of his businesses he invested in.
Mm-hmm. Whose work also includes upcoming 30 for 30, The Little Master.
Smart.
As a longtime Boston Celtics fan, never did I imagine I would collaborate with Laker great Kobe Bryant, Chopra said in the statement. Don't do it, Kobe. This is set up. They'll try to make you look bad to get back at the Lakers. Kobe's quest for greatness transcends rivalries, and I'm excited by his and Showtime's willingness to go down the rabbit hole together. I'm confident audiences will be intrigued by what comes out the other side. Bryant has granted the production access to his daily life, private training sessions, which will intensify next week after he returns from an anniversary trip to Europe. He has also allowed the crew to follow him to business meetings as he prepares for life after basketball. In an exclusive interview last month with ESPN.com's Darren Rovell, Bryant revealed that he has formed a company called Kobe Inc. We covered that already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As long as he ends the special with "You're welcome," I'm okay with that.
Kobe Bryant says, "Fuck it, I'm starting my vacation now."
I don't blame him.
They wanted him to give a speech to close the season to the season ticket holders, and he said, "Man, I ain't got shit to do with this team. Stop associating me with y'all. Y'all are losers. I'm winners." He grabbed Vanessa by the hand and said, "Come on, bitch, we leaving."
Even though I know Kobe didn't say that, I love the fact he still was like, "Fuck it, I'm going vacation."
Yeah. He's like, "Come on.
I didn't play the bulk of the season.
I'll Skype from the plane."
Yeah, this picture they got of him is perfect. Because it's like he just saying, "Come on, bitch. Let's go."
And that's whole control right there.
Not giving no speeches.
No disrespect. She's not a hoe, but you know.
Mm-hmm. She did start out as a video vixen. We did have a couple questions in the chat room. Let's see if it was anything we didn't cover. How is Bynum keep destroying teams? His last practice as a Cav, he took every shot in practice when he touched the ball, even threes. Then he became a pacer and started getting haircuts at halftime in the locker room. Had his barber post pics on Instagram. Halftime is only 15 minutes tops. This is the dude who had Frederick Douglass here for 2 months. Both them teams have had slumps with him there. He got to go away from basketball. I don't know what the deal is, man. He just stopped caring at all. Did y'all cover that Lance Stevenson has a baby at 8 p.m. one night? Is at the club 12 the same night? Nah, but that's good.
We hear that story.
Yeah.
I mean, told you he was Bobby. Told you it was Bobby Brown. He leaving the group soon.
Yeah. Why are you going to do this, Lance? He was like, because it's mine. It's mine. It's my prerogative.
Yes, I can do what I want to do.
Yo, Teddy. Oh, man. Nick Young back on TMZ, baby, says Garland McNeil. Apparently, Nick Young is dating Iggy Azalea. I heard about this. I didn't cover it on the show because I was like, But let's see if there's a video for this, because if so, if there's a video for it, I feel like it's our solemn duty to play this. Cause he's full of quotables. So,
is Iggy the girl he took to Target?
To Target? I don't remember.
He went on a date to Target?
I don't remember that. Let's see what he's saying here. Apparently you can play the video. Just give us a second to load it. He says what I'm, okay. Sound like we're about to get a good quote. I don't want to ruin it for the audience. So let me just see if I can get it to play here. Takes a second to load. Why y'all want to talk about me? Tell me. Here we go.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, Nick?
Oh, shit.
What's up, man?
Hey, man.
What's up, brother?
You see all this?
I do, yes.
This is what I'm on, man. This is what I'm on, man. Dead man walking, right?
There were some people that saying, you know, you addressed the fans at the last home game. Yeah. Some people were saying that Powell should have. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm the star. I am for AP.
Oh, shit. First of all, when he said, this is what I'm on, he's talking about Iggy Azalea's ass.
Yo, rewind it just a little bit, though, right before he said, I'm the star. Yes.
You know, you addressed the fans at the last home game, and some people were saying that Powell should have. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm the star. I am for AP. You see what I'm going in this car with?
Yes, I do. She's beautiful.
What I'm going to do with this shouldn't be legal.
He said, you see all this butt I'm getting in the car with? What I'm going to do with this?
I'm flagging P, baby. I'm the star.
Hey, bro.
Thanks, Nick. Hey, what do you think about people calling for D'Antoni's job?
Damn, it's a shame what happened to D'Antoni.
Oh, and that damn dog.
Damn, it's a shame what happened to D'Antoni. Nigga, he drunk as shit. I gotta play this again.
Yeah, Swaggy P is the best. Nick, how you doing, Nick?
Oh, shit.
What's up, man?
Hey, man.
What's up, brother?
So,
you see all this?
I do, yes.
This is what I'm on, man. This is what I'm on, man. Dead man walking, right?
There were some people that saying, you know, you addressed the fans at the last home game, and some people were saying that Powell should have. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm the star. I am for AP. You see what I'm going in this car with?
Yes, I do. She's beautiful.
What I'm going to do with this shouldn't be legal.
Thanks, Nick. Hey, what do you think about people calling for D'Antoni's job?
Damn, it's a shame what happened to D'Antoni.
He was about to say it's a damn shame what happened to that dog.
Yeah, damn. It's a shame.
I like his homeboy, though. His homeboy was like, Iggy, the car back here.
Yeah.
Like, come on, get in the car. We trying to get out of here.
Yep, come on.
Quit entertaining these
he
folks.
He stepped in between the camera like, what a thing.
You know you got to fuck these girls.
Yeah, what a thing. Get what you, it's in the backpack.
What's his YouTube video, Justin? Is it a different one or something?
No, that's the same one.
Okay, all right. And Garland said, side note, fuck whoever said Justin need to stay off them thrones. Dude, you have me dying young. That's what's up, man.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, fuck that, man. They wasn't even premium, I don't think. That's why I fuck with y'all, man. How you gonna not be premium and say something like that? Like, it's funny when people criticize the show. I'm like, but it's free for you. Like, how you gonna get mad at free? Yeah. Justin was on all these shows last year, man. That's very mean to say to somebody, man. Mm-hmm. Also, it's our show. We're not gonna change shit. Mm-hmm. So, it's been working so far, I think. All right, man. We're out of here for this week. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. Hopefully you enjoyed us clowning around with some ice JJ Fish.
I was enjoying his music. What do you mean clowning around?
No, I'm talking about before the show started when we weren't taking it serious, and then during the show, it was 100% serious.
I was serious the whole time though.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry.
What do you mean you weren't taking it serious? It's Ice JJ Fish.
I'm the one that called his name right the whole time.
Karen's the only one messed up.
I'm about to say,
passive aggressive to Karen? Cause that's Karen.
I tore it up. That's fine. Cause I know I tore his name up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Sound like a fish shack.
That dude is the man.
I mean, he's cool with me. I have no problem with him, man. We're going to get out of here.
Social media legend.
This has been another episode of Balls Deep. We are, two guys and one girl on, and we are two guys and one girl out.
It's the rose and all. It's the rose and all. It's the rose and all.
I thought you were learning to dance, Karen.
I can pop, but nah, I can't do that. I hurt. I'm old.
All right, we out.